Some economists, especially the Austrian economists, are predicting the U.S. will have a currency crisis in the near future. Do you believe they are correct? Well, it depends what you mean. Many of them believe that the dollar is going to collapse against all other world currencies. We will have hyperinflation in the United States, and the U.S. economy will collapse, standard of living will drop dramatically, and we will have hyperinflation with stagnation. And, you know, there's some evidence, there's some reason to believe that some part of that scenario is actually going to happen. Whether the U.S. currency collapses versus other currencies is really uncertain. You know, it really depends. Is the management of the euro better than the management of the dollar right now? Yes, probably. The European Central Bank is less inflationary than the U.S. Central Bank. Are other currencies in the world better or worse off than the U.S. currency? It's not clear. So I don't really think of it in terms of relative to other currencies, because it's really hard to predict how central bankers will behave and how other countries will behave in times of crisis. What you can say is that the Federal Reserve is dramatically reducing the purchasing power of the dollar in the United States. There's already inflation, I think probably higher than what the CPI is showing us, but not huge, not dramatically higher. But there is a real risk that that price inflation, rising prices, are going to happen in the U.S. If the economy picks up, if banks start lending out money, if the velocity of money, in a sense, increases, then what you will get is rising prices. Now, the Federal Reserve will try to mitigate that by sucking money out of the economy, by selling the bonds that it has in its portfolio. Whether it does that too slow and therefore you get price inflation, or too fast and as a consequence the economy spirals back into recession, is really hard to tell. And I find it very difficult to make these kind of predictions. I'm not a macroeconomic forecaster. I think I have a decent understanding of Austrian economics and what they're trying to say. But I think that all I can say today is that we're heading for economic calamity. That is, that bad stuff economically is going to happen. I can't tell you exactly when, probably in the next 5 to 10 years, but I don't know exactly when. You know, every time I've tried to predict these kind of things in the past, I've failed dramatically. So my timing is always off. But let's say 5 to 10 years, whether that takes the form of hyperinflation or dramatic increases in price inflation, or whether that takes the form of a Great Depression, you know, contraction of credit, what some economists call deflationary cycle, so that prices actually go down, but they don't go down for healthy reasons, i.e. increased productivity, but they go down because of massive contraction in credit and massive contraction in economic activity. Something bad is out there. Given everything that the government is doing, given the Federal Reserve's behavior, nothing good economically can come out of this behavior. The deficits we're running, but primarily the low interest rates that the Fed is engaged in, the massive buying of financial assets, both of government bonds and mortgage-backed securities and other assets that the Federal Reserve is engaging in, nothing positive economically can come of that, and a lot of different negatives can come of it. Exactly which negative manifests itself, I cannot predict, and I don't think the Austrians can predict. I mean, I know and I respect a lot of the Austrian economists who are making these predictions, but I just think they're too quick to the trigger. I think that if they thought it through, there are other types of consequences. For example, instead of hyperinflation, you could get bubbles. You could get significant malinvestment in the economy. We're already getting significant malinvestment and probably some financial bubbles happening in the economy today. When those bubbles burst, as bubbles always do, how does that manifest itself in terms of economic behavior? What are the bubbles that are being inflated right now? What is going to trigger their implosion? A lot of question marks. I don't have the answers. Maybe if I was a full-time economist, I could tell you more. But I would listen to all these Austrian economists. I would listen to some of the Chicago school economists and try to weigh the different possible outcomes. Try to weigh them and make your best estimates based on that. I know that your investment decisions really depend on how this is going to go. I think it's very, very, very difficult to predict, other than to say bad stuff's going to happen.